Hello, welcome to the Team Zero Podcast. I'm Jake, joined as always by AJ.
I'm Batman.
Nate.
I'm Nathan.
And Jim.
Molesting is wrong.
Good starter.
Good start.
Glad we established that for you.
Yeah. Going out on a limb there. Okay.
Get off my kettle corn.
So this is the first time we podcast since E3.
Uh-huh. Square was bullshit.
Yeah.
Lame.
Everything else was alright.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo was always fun.
Yeah. Okay. Sony blew it out of the water, though their momentum just kind of... Everything should have been flip-flopped. Then it would have been perfecto.
Bioshock got second place.
Bioshock?
Not Bioshock.
Fallout?
Just
the Bioshock. There was a Bioshock game just by itself in the middle of the show.
There should have been a Bioshock game.
That team broke up.
It makes me sad.
Well, you'll get over it.
You can play old come game. Back, make a Kickstarter for Bioshock 3.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, isn't I don't Infinite think they, technically 3?
Yeah.
I don't think they want to make more. I think they want to do other things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why Ken Levine broke up that studio. We're getting Shenmue 3.
Definitely.
Yeah, what's that up to now?
I mean, that's assuming everybody doesn't pull out at the last minute.
You can pull out?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Don't pull out.
We're already at like 3 million.
Yeah, it could happen still.
Don't pull out.
I doubt it.
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Didn't they wanted 2 million?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're past that point.
Okay, well, yeah.
I mean, it would take a mass amount of people to
Someone out there would have to be actively trying to convince people that Shenmue 3 wasn't worth it.
A lot of people.
There'd have to be a tactical force.
Or somebody has to have donated a hell of a lot of money.
Maybe.
Just for a troll.
And then they were like, maybe not.
Because they don't have it, so they're just like, I'm gonna do this. Just see
I think by the time we get to the end, it's just gonna go up more. It'll have a huge blast again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened with Bloodstained.
Totally.
Watching the end, I saw it go from like 3 million to 5 million. So.
Mm-hmm. What else did we get? Final Fantasy VII is getting a full remake.
I want to know the deets on that. Yeah, are they redoing the combat system to make it action based?
All we got was a trailer. That's not coming out for years.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, it's Square Enix.
And Nomura's supposed to be directing it. He's supposed to be doing Kingdom Hearts 3 right now.
We're not getting 3 years. This is a game you'll get at the end of the console or on the PS5.
Yes. Next year is going to be the 10-year anniversary for Final Fantasy 15.
So Kingdom Hearts is going to skip a whole generation?
No, we're talking about the Final Fantasy 7 remake.
Oh, God.
I have faith that Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out this generation.
Yeah. It's still going to be like a year off, though, at the least.
Yeah.
15 has to come out before that,
and
we don't have a release date on that.
I'd say to be safe, you say like 2.5 years for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, I know. Especially because they have historically pushed back the release date on those games every time.
Oh, yeah, and look at 15 is not even out yet, and they've said like...
They want to make like perfect games, and they do. Almost. I mean, then they come out, they're like... They're pretty great. They look incredible. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
They just take way too long and announce things way too soon.
Did we get an announcement of the HDs for the current gen consoles?
Mm-hmm.
The first two?
Nope.
I thought we would.
I thought for sure. Which leads me to believe more so that game isn't going to come out for another 2 years.
Probably. We'll probably get those a year
because
before.
By the time 3 is going to come out, they're going to be like, oh man, people definitely need another refresher.
Yeah. Especially like because they're bringing it on Xbox this time and Xbox never got them.
Yeah.
So...
And I'm hoping when they do that, they'll put in 3D.
Yeah.
That game.
Awesome. I think so.
So, yeah. That's E3.
Last Guardian.
That trailer's
talking about developers that make perfect games really that take a really, really, really long time.
This is the only one that's taken a long time.
Final Fantasy 15 has been longer.
Yeah.
1 year longer from the announcement.
Yeah. Crazy. Who knows about development? Where
this year was the year of the girl gamer.
Yeah. Well, what else?
Why
do we have?
Say that?
Lara Croft.
Eevee from Assassin's Creed.
Mirror's Edge.
Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2.
I mean, not Borderlands 2. Just not 2. My bad.
Oh, yeah, that is, yep.
Horizon. New IP from
Gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
That's Record. I can't wait for Record.
What's Record?
Dude, you're totally right. Did you read this somewhere?
That's the Mega Man guy teaming up with Retro Studios to make a...
So that is the Mega Man guy. It's, okay, yeah. I did recognize that name.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm down.
Yeah.
Those two studios?
Yeah.
Down for the round?
Yeah, Retro's pretty good.
Former Retro guys and, like...
Is it going to be, like... I hope it just goes like Mega Man. I've always wanted that Mega Man, like, 3D... Because I saw...
Like Prime?
Yeah, like Prime.
Not what we got with Legends.
No. I hear Legends... I played Legends. I enjoyed that. I just rented it, though. But, like, I saw this concept thing once. It was, like, a prototype.
Yeah.
For, like, a first-person Mega Man game.
Okay.
It looked awesome. Whoa. And I want that to happen.
Maybe one day.
I feel a first-person Mega Man game would just be, like, Metroid.
Yeah. Well, just imagine Metroid Prime, and every time you beat a boss, you get their thing that they shoot. And then you get to use that to explore more areas and take out bad guys different.
That'd be fun.
Right.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. And be Mega Man.
Yeah. And you could jump.
And you could jump, because Mega Man jumps and shoots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Metroid
jumps and shoots.
Jumps and shoots. They're kind of similar in the play style. But I mean...
And rolls around.
Yeah. Samus is more exploring, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we get anything else big?
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4.
I mean, we knew that was coming, though.
Yeah.
Well, the trailers have revealed a lot. Yeah. Way more than just, hey, a dog. And everyone was excited when the trailers were just, hey, a dog.
Yeah.
I don't know why people were so
excited. I
want to
play it even
you
more now.
You were so
now.
Excited for that.
No, I wasn't.
No?
No.
I want to play it more now that I know the dog can't die on me.
They can't die on me.
You can't.
That's kind of lame.
No, I like that. Then I can feel attached.
I always...
Because I can't die, so the dog shouldn't have to
okay,
die.
I feel like the dog should be able to die somehow, but...
Well, the whole thing was if they were like, well, if we make the dog able to be killed, people are just going to keep restarting and saving the dog.
Yeah.
So it's just like, just make the dog be
immortal.
Pretty much invincible and have it do this very specific thing.
I think your dog should be able to be downed, and to bring him back, you gotta go at him with a med kit. So that, like, he could die in battle, but you just bring him back up afterwards.
You don't want to make it, man.
You
reset?
You do. You have a magic syringe in your pocket that just...
Endless syringes.
What are the chances, because Tomb Raider comes out the same day, what are the chances Tomb Raider moves away from that? It has to, right?
Pretty
it's got
high.
To. If it doesn't, it's retarded.
I mean, Tomb Raider's a big game, but it can't compete with that.
Yeah.
Square Enix moved their press conference for a reason.
Because they knew they sucked.
Because they knew they can't compete with Nintendo.
Yeah.
And no, they could not.
No.
They couldn't compete with anything.
After people were hearing the first guy talk for 5 minutes, they were switching to Nintendo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it
definitely. That whole situation, we probably would have had Nintendo up on that one, on the big TV, and then I would have tried to watch Square Enix on, like, my computer and, like, the other one would have just captured my attention.
Yeah.
And I probably would have just kept glancing at Square Enix and been like, yeah, they're just talking.
They're just talking.
Well, here's a game that we saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Oh, we're going on for another half hour. Okay, let's keep this ball rolling, I guess.
let's not talk.
Yeah, E3 was fun besides that. That was a
speed one. Battlefront.
Battlefront's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Could be better.
Could have a story.
Could have Galactic Conquest.
Yeah.
Could have everything.
Like Galactic Conquest.
They got a writer from fucking Naughty Dog, so...
Not for Battlefront.
Is it Battlefront?
No, that's the next Star Wars game.
Star Wars game.
So it hasn't been announced yet.
Where Starkiller comes back.
The one George Lucas refers to as that guy?
Yeah.
Who's Starkiller?
The guy from the Force Unleashed games.
Oh.
Lucas is apparently not a fan of those.
I think
George Lucas?
Yeah.
Not a fan of.
Why not?
Anything else that's not his.
Well, no, he is. He was. He took some things. Like, he took the Coruscant name from that stuff.
Why is he not a fan of Star Killer?
I don't know. That's just all we know from when that all those details about the Darth Maul game that never came out leaked a few years back.
How do you feel about the Republic game?
I don't know. He doesn't really care. Star Killer was such a big thing when it started before Force Unleashed because it was the biggest thing to happen in the EU since basically Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah.
And where Shadows of the Empire was to rebuild hype into it so he could re-release the special editions and then the prequels, like, Starkiller was kind of just there and he took attention away and it was kind of weird how they did the story.
What's EU?
Expanded Universe.
Oh, okay.
The old canon.
Star Wars is confusing.
Well, I've never paid attention to anything but the movies.
Yep. None of it matters now. So.
Yep. So I'm pretty happy I only did. If I would have read some of them books, I would probably would have been disappointed.
Yeah.
After they canceled it all out.
They might keep some of it. I could see them keeping Thrawn.
Okay, so wait. Expanded Universe, that's like just the books and the TV shows.
Yes.
Not the movies.
The movies are official canon.
Okay, movies are official canon.
They are top level. Whatever in the movies is
basically
above everything else.
Expanded Universe would be everything but the movies.
Okay. And right now, all that counts is a few novels that have come out since we've rebooted. The movies and the Clone Wars CGI series and Rebels.
So the CGI series is canon?
Yeah.
What about the animated one?
The Genndy Takahashi,
yeah.
Samurai Jack guy?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you could fit it in there if you wanted to, but it's not recognized.
Yeah. Lame. What about the holiday special?
Okay. Probably not.
Bummer.
Unless we get a mention of Life Day or Lumpy somewhere in the new trilogy, like, I'd assume that's non-canon now.
Yeah.
And even when it was canon, it was like S-canon. So we only took some things from it. Star Wars canon used to be really bad.
I'm sure. Because apparently, you know, like...
There were different levels.
If you just hire someone to, like, write a novel, like, are they really going to be... They have to be an expert, right?
Well, that's why there was a job called Keeper of the Holocron.
Oh, boy.
It's just so cool.
Yeah,
I wish I got that. Like,
oh, yeah. They basically went through all the things that were written when they started, and they decided what level of canon everything was. And then everybody moved forward with that, and they would sort as they went. Now none of it matters. Star Wars canon.
Weird.
Yep. Moving on.
I played Arkham Knight.
How's that?
It's like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. Cool beans.
That's all I'll say.
We'll have a big discussion of it someday.
Probably.
I mean, I'll finish City here soon, and then I'll probably move on.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Cool beans.
You guys want to talk about your adventures today?
We went to Hershey Park. For all you guys on the internet who don't know.
Or care.
Or care, you know, it's a theme park about chocolate and... You know,
and we're America.
We're America. So we have theme parks for every kind of food.
Next week we're going to Burgerland.
That would be great.
And Pizza Palace.
I would fucking love Pizza Palace. I mean, that's basically fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
I would imagine Pizza Palace would be like Arabian themed.
Yeah.
Italian / Arabian.
It's the palace, man. Pizza Palace.
I guess.
But yeah, we went there. We kicked ass. We conquered. And
we got you on a roller coaster by accident.
We accidentally got on a roller coaster.
You did.
How did that happen?
Well,
it was an inside one.
It was indoors.
The new thing called Left Track.
Thing. That's an indoor one?
It's an indoor roller coaster.
So
is it a big building?
We thought it was a fun house.
Fun house type track thing.
It wasn't. It wasn't
I thought
fun
it was
kind of
going to be like the Haunted Mansion at Disney, but not scary. Like,
right.
Get
funny.
Yeah.
Funny instead.
Yeah.
But no.
But the Haunted Mansion's not really scary, but you know what I mean.
And we just went for a ride.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It wasn't fun at all.
Did you not have fun?
I didn't laugh.
The whole thing looks like, minus if there were bodies, I explained it while we were in line. It's kind of like what the Joker would make, but it's all neon and there's smiling clowns and shit.
Sounds great, man.
Plus, at the end, the Joker would kill you.
Right.
Well, yeah, of course.
And then add you to the attraction.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, they're not going to do that. That's a liability.
I don't know. That would be pretty cool. It's indoors, so, you know, maybe no questions will be asked.
No exit line.
Don't worry about it, kid.
What happens to the people in there?
At the end, it comes to a slow stop, and that's when a razor blade comes out.
We're an explosion.
Mm-hmm. That mean Nate wrote more roller coasters.
Are we on Lightning Racers? We won. Go Lightning! I'm gonna go work and ask if we can switch all the rabbit buttons on the bulkies to lightning bolts because they're faster. So we'll go faster.
Yes. Yes.
And we got milkshakes.
Got milkshakes.
Well, I don't know if Jake did or not, I forget.
I waited in line with him and Nate asked me 3 separate times, Jake, are you getting anything? Told him no all 3 times.
I didn't know.
He didn't know.
What did you ask for that one?
Then we went to the zoo.
We went to the zoo, saw all that dumb shit.
Sounds like you didn't have a good time, Jim.
Pennsylvania had.
Are you just upset because you got on the Joker coaster?
No, I had a great time. Well, it was fun.
I asked him to get on the Trailblazer.
Yeah.
And he got on that. Mm-hmm. All the lines were really short. It was great. We still always go on Wednesdays.
Go on Wednesdays.
Like, literally, as soon as the trailblazer was done, we come on back there and got one immediately right after.
Yeah, if it wasn't, like, a horrible, jerky coaster.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Hey, it's good, but, like...
It's not as jerky as the laugh track was.
I didn't find the laugh track jerky.
No, it wasn't jerky. It was just going fucking sideways and all that.
Yeah, it was spinning
very
around.
Jerky.
It's not jerky.
So at what point when you're in line at this place do you realize it's actually a roller coaster?
We are on the ride.
You're already on it.
Yes. And I'm sitting in front, they're facing backwards as we start. So I see a hill going up and all the tracks and I'm just like, oh. And all I hear is fuck you from him.
Fuck you, Jake.
I didn't know. It wasn't a trick.
I didn't know either.
That's wonderful.
I was like, I heard this is just like a funhouse type thing. Like, get on it. It's going to be fine.
I knew it was a roller coaster.
Did you?
Yeah, I could have stopped that, but I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, because it's more fun if he does it.
It wasn't.
It was fun.
It wasn't fun
Admit
at all.
Admit it was fun.
I can't because it's not.
Were you scared?
Yes. I was very scared. I closed my eyes the whole time.
We went to the arcade after the zoo.
Yeah, we went to arcade.
Yeah.
I think an indoor roller coaster would be pretty trippy.
It could have been really trippy.
Like, Space Mountain's really good. Yeah, that one was trippy. Yeah, there were all kinds of neon lights around you. Like,
yeah.
It was fun.
Well, he said he closed his eyes the whole time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he doesn't know what was the fuck was in there. He saw the tracks and was like, nope.
I opened my eyes periodically to see what was going on.
Did you just see lots of teeth?
I just saw, like, clowns and other scary
Me
stuff.
Me laughing at you.
Yeah.
Nate just pointing at you and laughing.
That's why it's called the laugh track. Because you can trick your friends into getting on it.
Friends.
So it's like a fun house.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Anyone listening, it's not a fun house.
When you get in the building, past the outside line, there's just funhouse mirrors.
I forgot.
So it goes into that, like, oh, it's a funhouse type thing. You just want to trick them.
The line. I don't know why I went on that, but that line was
that line. There was a line outside, and then there was a big-ass line inside.
Yeah, but then we got mirrors and shit. It was kind of cool. And then we got a black light room.
And we got Jake on OKCupid.
All right.
Yeah, finally, after... We went through, like, 100 captchas before we found one that we could decipher.
Now, did you choose profile pic?
No, not yet.
Do that right now.
We'll do that then.
We marked 1,200 tickets.
At the arcade.
And we got something.
What?
Oh.
How'd you get so many
Go
tickets?
Go get the bag.
It's
Go
behind
get the...
you. It's on your chair.
Yeah.
How'd you get all the tickets? Deal or no deal?
We won them. We won them on various games.
I think they took out
various games.
Also, I had them try out the Star Wars Battle Pod arcade game, the new one.
Okay.
Where you get in like this big circle thing.
It wasn't
and
much
close.
Of a game. It was more of a... watch.
It costs $2 to play.
Damn. Is it worth it?
It's worth it.
Holy crap.
You chose the like the hardest level to start with.
No, it wasn't good.
The Death Star one.
Yeah.
I'll go to that candy.
Okay. It's a universal hero.
Okay. We got you a mask.
That's a bunch of action figures. And they all got little accessories.
Yeah.
I was going to say a company.
Estimation, we probably spent $30 on this.
Wow. Yeah. But we had fun playing the games.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's what an arcade's about. I never, after I was like 15, I never looked at prizes.
Yeah, but we had like so many tickets.
Right,
just
dude, that's part of the fun.
Cash out your prizes.
Part of the fun.
You bring up 1500 and go, give me all your Tootsie Rolls.
They have a 25.
Ah, fuckers.
Yeah, we tried that last year.
But I like what I like about this helmet is this symbol right here.
Uh-huh.
Is a compass.
No, that's from fucking Power Rangers season 15. That's the Operation Overdrive symbol.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this supposed to be? Just generic superheroes?
Like ninjas and shit?
Universal hero, man.
Like, if you want more of these figures, you can literally go to the goddamn dollar store or Roses and they fucking sell them.
I mean, are they just made up of other action figures? Because I wouldn't be surprised.
Basically,
if you look at the face, pick one up, it's basically Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man.
I want that one.
Yeah, I want that one.
Wally.
Mind if I have America?
Do you want America? Or do you want red?
I want America.
You get red, Jake? Because I get the mask?
You get the mask, because you're special.
Yeah. I'll be a universal hero commander, and I'll tell your universal heroes where to go.
Well, where do we go?
Universal heroes, I have a special mission for you.
What do you want, sir?
Get all of your most Spider-Man-like gear on, and go save Universal City.
You got it, boss!
Hey, Hitler!
I didn't realize you were a Nazi.
Ninja Nazi! Woo!
Ninja Nazi.
You
want to make an old-timey 30s radio drama about... Universal Hero
Force. Universal Hero Force.
On the radio.
Fighting Ninja Nazi.
Dude, no, he's their friend.
He's part of it. For some reason, they have a Nazi on their team.
Hey, man, he'll save everybody but the Jews.
They don't deserve saving.
Team Zero is not anti-Semitic.
Just Ninja Nazi is.
Just Ninja Nazi is. It's a character, damn it.
We're like Frank Miller, don't worry about it.
That Frank Miller thing is weird.
That my character, Captain America, Sergeant America, has
You mean Sergeant Patriot.
Oh, Sergeant Patriot, yes.
Is Sergeant America somebody?
No, but we're...
Too close to Captain America.
Too close.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. If he gets promoted, we're in trouble.
Okay.
He has to get promoted straight to general.
That's true.
That's why he's Sergeant Patriot.
Sergeant Patriot has ninja mask on.
When will Captain America finally get his promotion?
Like, everybody outranks him.
But he's captain. He's the leader.
But anyway... After that, we got on the Great Bear, me and Jake.
Yeah.
That's it. Did you see the singing cows?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
We did go to Hershey.
I mean, we have to do that.
Yeah.
How can you not do chocolate roll? It's free and you get candy at the end.
Right.
It's a tradition.
Free candy.
Yeah. It's a tradition.
And it's a nice, relaxing ride. Mm-hmm. So why not? Yeah.
That music, though.
Hershey's
great.
I just figured that was just getting out of the car at any point in time, walking off. You know, they just have people off site to kill you as soon as you get off the ride. They're like, step off at any point. It's your decision. Whenever you want to make it.
No, never.
Well,
yeah.
Glad you guys did.
Wait,
that
your legs move?
Yeah.
My legs don't move.
His arms move too. Yours You both of yours are in solid positions.
Wait, so you have hinges?
He has hinges for his arms.
You lucky son of a bitch.
This is going to be written.
I can't even move my toes, ninja.
No, we can't move our legs.
I can't even move my crotch.
I have to have sex like this.
Just smash it in there.
Ninja Nazi, you lucky.
Okay. Next episode. Universal Heroes.
The radio play.
We might actually start this, by the way.
We should.
We'll do it.
Yeah. We'll sit down and write this soon. But, what? Did we...
Do we even need to write it?
No, we're just improv.
Yeah, why not?
We can literally do it tonight.
I don't want to do it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm too tired.
We'll see what happens. Oh, yeah. I am... How much sleep did I get? An hour. I think we decided on. If that.
Then you've been up for how long? Negating that hour.
Nine something last night. I think 9:40 something last night. You can...
You're only a little over 24 hours.
Yeah.
Holes in your
arms. Nate gave me his phone on the way home to navigate, and I nodded off at home. And he was like, okay, I'll take the phone, Jake.
It's a mask.
And then I told Jim to give me the 5-hour energy. Hey. So I took that. That's what I'm on now.
That's what you're up on.
Yeah.
Do you want this thing?
Is that a sickle? A really funky-looking sickle.
Guys, it's gonna be great when we have a video podcast.
It's gonna be great when we do a whole bunch of things.
Let's start the video podcast. I'm gonna move around like everything in the house within the next 2 weeks.
Here's something we'll talk off air about. I've been doing a lot of research into what to get for live video production as we move forward.
Cool.
What we're doing. It's gonna be a slow process, but we're gonna get there eventually.
I'm game for it.
What are you talking about?
Like, we're gonna, at a certain point, we're gonna have like a semi pro production facility.
A semi truck?
We're gonna have a semi truck.
Whoa. With all of our sets in the semi truck.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we're gonna outgrow this house, but we haven't yet.
Yeah, I mean.
We're just in the kitchen right now.
We have
now.
Like a whole fucking living room we can turn into a set.
Yeah. We'll probably turn that into Pokemon school. We're writing Pokemon School, by the way.
Are you doing that? Good, because I want that to happen.
Yeah, we're gonna film that soon.
School me through that. Because you guys know I don't know Yuki about Pokemon.
You will be taking the course PKMN 101 soon.
Okay.
Pokemon 101.
This is gonna be good. Yeah. How many people are acting in this?
I don't know how much Nate wants to do. Okay. Nate will definitely be controlling the drone when we go over types.
Cool.
As you try and punch a flying type.
All right.
Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to happen.
Yeah. But yeah.
Drone?
Yeah. We're going to buy you a cheap drone. You're going to fly it around as Aaron tries to hit it. I know how to involve Nate to make him happy. Let him play with something.
Play with
Drone. Nate could be that guy that walks in from off camera to like give you things like
candy.
Rocks and water
and candy
things. He's the
intern
prop guy.
The intern.
Yeah. Yeah.
The teacher's assistant.
Yeah.
Teacher's assistant.
What was the term they used when there was that other teacher in the room that was just watching the teacher teach, but really they were just sitting there all the time?
Wasn't it a teacher's assistant?
Is that what it was?
That or learning assistant.
Teacher's aid.
Okay. Yeah. Well, some of them were
some nice. Some of them were nice, some of them were bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them smelled like old farts.
Old farts.
Stinky old farts.
That's what I meant.
How do we hold the shuriken?
With your imagination.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
I ho, I ho.
Why didn't you put the back of the mask on?
The back? Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Discovering things about Universal Hero Squad.
Universal Hero Squad.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to the internet near you.
By the way, I've totally written down Team Zero on my resume.
Cool.
Really?
I am host / producer. Maybe I'm editor. I don't know.
Just say you do a cool slop.
Yeah.
I do a cool slop?
You do a cool slop.
I do a cool slop impression from the Goonies.
God, I gotta see the Goonies.
Have you never seen the Goonies?
Never seen the Goonies.
What? We have to fix this, like, soon, then.
Yeah, I know.
You've seen The Breakfast Club now, right?
I saw The Breakfast Club now.
His only problem with it is he doesn't understand the title.
Yeah, basically.
Dude, they have breakfast.
No, they don't.
They have breakfast!
No, they don't.
They sign it at the end of The Breakfast Club,
they
man.
They have lunch.
Dude, yeah. Dude.
They get up early.
It's all day it's all day detention.
So they eat breakfast there in the morning.
Yes.
Aren't they called the lunch club?
No.
That sounds stupid.
The breakfast club. That sounds cool.
Whatever, man. That movie's alright. Yeah. I will always think Ferris Bueller's far superior.
What's your opinion?
It's the truth.
Well,
Don't you?
I like Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong, I love Ferris Bueller.
Whoa.
Bless you.
But Nate sneezes are way scarier.
than Ferris Bueller? I mean, that's not hard to do. Ferris Bueller's not a scary movie.
It's scary. Do you remember that time?
You almost got called?
Yeah.
I get pretty scared in the museum scene.
I was confused. As soon as his dad
as Cameron just stares at the panic?
Yeah, I get pretty scared, man.
What?
As his dad never met his girlfriend? That's just funny.
I guess.
Not.
What are you talking about?
I mean...
Because he sees her in Taxi.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Some people never meet their significant other's parents.
Okay. I mean, they are a high school relationship.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's feasible.
But he's like, I'm going to marry that girl.
So, he's in high school.
That's what all high school kids think.
Yeah, it is.
How has he done, bro?
Because he's a dumb teenager.
Because he doesn't need to do her.
Yeah. Do her in the car.
Yeah, he doesn't have a car. Just use Cameron.
And Cameron's dad's car.
Cameron's dad's car.
Cameron, I need to use the car.
Okay, are we done rambling or should we
Nate, keep going? We made Nate watch the first episode of the X-Files last night.
You didn't know what the X-Files were.
I know it!
Like, who doesn't know what X-Files is?
I knew the X-Files was about a detective.
He thought it was a detective show, that's all he thought it was.
Like discovering crime scenes.
That's CSI, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this whole mythology that builds that they have from, like, almost the first episode.
Really?
Like, Mulder talks about his sister in the first episode. Cigarette smoking man's there. Like, it's awesome.
Cool. I'm gonna
get
in on that.
And all 9 seasons are on Netflix. I don't know if
but
the
I'm,
two movies are, though.
I'm a little afraid, man. It gets scary.
It is scary. Yeah.
I mean, but I think I might rewatch it just because I want to have it all in my head when the new series starts.
I do have to. I've never actually watched it.
Everybody should get hyped up for Twin Peaks, man.
Well, yeah, here's the thing, though. Twin Peaks is a 2-season watch.
Yep.
X-Files is 9. I gotta get started on that.
Yeah, you better.
And Twin Peaks, like, that's coming out vaguely next year.
No, they have to do it on the date.
On what date? Do they have a date?
There's a date that they have to do it on. Hmm. That they at least need to air the first episode on, because Laura Palmer said 25 years ago that she will be back in 25 years. And they are going to line it up for that date.
Did you hear this from David Lynch himself?
That's like the concept of this whole
thing. He made another quinoa video and rambled for a little bit, but he said it.
It's like the concept of the thing. We'll be back in 25 years. No, we're going to go back 25 years later. And just, I don't know if we're going to ignore the fact that the movie happened. I don't know. I'm hoping for a David Bowie cameo. We'll see.
Maybe.
that's the call of Deep Space Nature and the Force Hog.
We'll see if we can, if everybody is returning to Twin Peaks.
This is Sparta. When Ash vs. the Evil Dead airs this year, doesn't it?
On Star. What's that?
That's the Evil Dead TV show.
Didn't know that.
What?
We've talked about this.
I didn't quite. Wait, I remember this way back when you mentioned it. I think that airs this
It's fall. On Stars?
Yeah.
Go over the synopsis here.
It takes place after the end of Army of Darkness.
Yes.
And it's Ash and a few other people fighting the Deadites.
Do I have to pay extra for stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a premium channel.
Bob. Is Raimi involved in this?
Yes.
Ooh, as
a producer, yes. And the other producer, Tapper, right? And, of course, Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell's in it?
Yes, it's Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Oh, man.
Like a fucking
do you know how easy it is to get Bruce Campbell to do anything?
I guess. He's super good.
Well, so, like, who's hiring Bruce Campbell? Like, let's be honest. Like, we love Bruce Campbell.
Nobody's hiring him, though.
Yeah.
I would, too. I don't get it. I don't get why
he has a certain style. I mean, I'm thinking that's why.
Does he just say no to things, or?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure most of what he does is, like, cameo stuff, or, like, what he did for Raimi and the Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Maybe he's just not in...
I mean, he's playing Ash again. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I still want to know what's going to happen with Bruce Campbell versus Frankenstein. That's probably not going to happen, right, Jake?
Who knows?
Frankenstein's a Deadite?
No, it's a sequel to, what's the one called? The Bruce Campbell movie?
My Name is Bruce.
My Name is Bruce. Sequel to that.
Universal Hero.
Bruce Campbell, Universal Hero.
That'd be great. But, yeah.
Huh. When's it air? Fall?
I think so. I think it's this fall.
Damn right. This seems like something I gotta get in on.
Right?
Are you going to buy...
If this PlayStation View thing pans out, sure.
Songstars is on that, he will.
I really like the idea that you... They describe it as you just pay for whatever channels you want, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's available here yet.
Nate, stop licking the Gatorade bottle seductively.
You are licking it like a dickhead.
Like a dickhead. Like...
No, you're licking the bottle like it's a dickhead. You got it now? Not that you're a dickhead for licking it.
I hope not.
No. You're okay. I accept you.
We all still love
you.
I know you are. That's why we accept you for who you are.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
How much would you pay per channel?
Well, Stars will probably be the same price as it is on Comcast.
Probably.
Comcast.
But what about like Cartoon Network? How much would you pay for a month? I'm assuming we're going monthly basis.
I don't know if I'd pay for Cartoon Network right now. But
well, whatever. What's a TV show you would pay? TV channel you would pay for?
I don't have to pay for CW because that's over the air. So
none.
Probably like BBC every once in a while I'd pay for.
HBO.
But how much?
How much?
Yeah, like $2 a month, $3 a month. Because I bet it's gonna be like five.
I'd probably go somewhere around. Like, I'm good with five. Like I pay. $8 for Hulu to watch all my shows.
I'm hoping it's like $2 a channel. Hopefully one.
Really, I don't watch.
That's
much
pipe
TV,
dream though.
So I mean, like but I just do everything through Hulu anyway, so.
I wouldn't mind watching Adult Swim again. I don't like I never liked TV, but you know, like there's certain channels that I always did enjoy.
I mean, Adult Swim though is pretty good about putting their stuff online.
Yeah.
But,
so. I just like.
Isn't Adult Swim only on? Like a certain time of night.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the only time you would be able to watch it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Hulu right now has all the Adult Swim stuff.
All of it?
Most of it.
Like, or is it just stuff released on DVD?
I don't know. It's got a lot of it. I want to watch Rick and Morty and see how that is.
Yeah. I hear that's good.
I mean, I hear it's good and it's by Dan Harmon, so I want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Apparently has a show.
Yeah, that's from Channel 101.
What's Channel 101?
That was his website he did with Rob Schraub back in the early 2000s. And it's just still going on, I think. They would every week people would submit videos, and then they'd be voted on whether or not they'd be picked up for another episode.
Huh. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Wait, would it be like you do an episode, they vote on it, and you do another episode, and they vote on it?
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
I think you can still do it. It might not be in the exact original form.
Mm-hmm. Channel 101.
Yeah. Do you remember a thing called the House of Cosbys?
No.
Where it was a bunch of Bill Cosby clones living in a house together?
What?
They got... You can't watch anymore. They got sued for it.
What?
Cosby sued.
What?
Well, as we've learned recently, Cosby may not be a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great man. He deserves your respect.
Not anymore.
Hey, they didn't say no.
They also didn't say yes. They were also kind of asleep.
Oh, man, it's taking me so long to come to terms with this. I remember I was just really sad
for a long time. I'm still in denial.
Yeah, I know. I was in denial for so long.
You can't be in denial anymore. There's too many women coming out saying this.
Man, that's just because he's rich.
He's also kind of not going in front of the press anymore.
It's because he's got to speak to his lawyer.
It's better to be silent and thought guilty than open your mouth and prove it.
And prove it.
I just want to say, moments of his stand-up are a lot funnier now.
I gotta watch his stand-up.
Oh, that's great. I did it for like a full three hours one evening. Just did nothing but watch Bill Cosby on YouTube, trying to find new ones. Bill Cosby's great.
Oh, we can talk about Jurassic World now that Nate saw it.
I don't give a shit.
Okay. I'm going to convince you by telling you something that happens at the end of the movie.
Okay. Does Chris Pratt become a velociraptor?
No.
Oh, if only.
Like, it's like, I want it to be like Human Centipede or Tusk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that happens. They defeat the main bad guy. Mm-hmm. But they defeat him by having a velociraptor and a T-Rex team up. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the fight, the T-Rex and the velociraptor...
Spoilers alert.
Yeah. They look at each other.
They make love.
No. They look and they come to the mutual decision to go their separate ways and not fight. And it was my favorite goddamn part of that movie because I laughed and laughed and laughed.
Oh, and the velociraptor rode a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you convince animals to team up, as you say?
Because enemy of my friend is...
The enemy of my friend is my friend. That makes no goddamn... Here's what Jim was trying to say. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Not my enemy of my friend is my friend. No. I don't think your friend's gonna like that. if you found out who my worst enemy was and you befriended him, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I was just telling you about how much I hate this guy.
And then you were like, yeah, I look him over Facebook. We became good friends.
Look, he's great. I don't know why you hate him.
Spread the love, Jim.
Oh, God. Jurassic World's fucking stupid.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it was great.
It sounds terrible.
It was fun. Stupid. It's stupid but fun.
Yeah.
It's better than Jurassic Park 3.
Better than... That's not hard.
I'd say it's even better than 2.
Once again, not hard.
No. Yeah.
You're both wrong, and I hate you.
You don't think Jurassic World's better than 2?
No, I don't think that. Are you fucking serious?
I am serious. I like it better than 2.
I don't. 2 is way better than everything ever. At points, I like 2 better than 1.
What? You're crazy.
You gotta watch yourself, bro.
No, man. You're on a podcast, serious, man. Number 2.
We're gonna come kill you.
We're going to have to agree to disagree here.
I guess.
And that you think parts of two are better than one.
Is it when the T-Rex was in
San Diego? Yeah. Where it turned into a Godzilla film?
It's one of them. It's one of them.
We got back in the boat.
Great ass parts.
Jim.
What?
Never mind.
You're all wrong.
Also, they ignore 2 and 3 throughout Jurassic World.
Really, do they?
Pretty much.
Like,
there's no references to 2 or 3.
Okay. That's funny. But a lot to 1?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because we're back on that original island.
Okay.
Finally.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's just ignore that ever happened.
No.
Just wait till we get... I almost said Arkham. Wait till we get Jurassic City. Jurassic Universe.
I've always said I want a movie where the where you have velociraptors on mainland and see what happens.
How about in space?
Man, you already got that one too.
We didn't have velociraptors in mainland.
Oh yeah.
I want like herds of dinosaurs on mainland. I want.
That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah.
That'd just be a Dino War, the movie.
Yeah.
That's like Jurassic War.
They're going towards that.
Are they?
It's gonna happen. There's gonna be dinosaurs in war.
Is it?
Probably because this movie is the most successful opening ever at this point.
So obviously it's gonna have a sequel.
Yeah.
So Jurassic War is what the next one should be, and all of the dinosaurs go underground and do mass breeding over the course of years, and then all break up at once because they've all teamed up because apparently that's one of their functions. They team up now.
Well, world, they were trying to militarize the dinosaurs, so like we'll have dinosaurs fighting for us.
Well, that was
a bunch of raptors and Al Qaeda.
Well, that was always kind of the thing they tried to do with Jurassic Park 4. Mm-hmm. Was to put guns on the dinosaurs and mix them with human DNA and make super soldiers or some shit.
What?
Welcome to the fucked up history of Jurassic Park 4.
You're describing the plot of the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yep.
It's great.
They tried to do that at one point.
Wonderful.
That's why we had 14 years.
Chris Pratt's a badass.
Yeah. Chris Pratt's great.
I'm never going to see him as a badass. He's got too much of a baby face.
He's awesome.
Nah, I don't like him.
He don't got a baby face.
You didn't even like him in Guardians?
He's alright in Guardians, but he's kind of a pussy.
How's he a pussy in Guardians?
What's he do? How does he defeat the main villain?
By killing him.
By dancing.
No, that he distracts him.
Distraction.
Yeah, I thought he kills him. Dances him to death.
No, they kill him with friendship.
Yeah.
Get it right.
With friendship and an infinity gem.
Yes.
Because that's cool. Not gay.
It's not gay. It's
gay. If that's gay, then I'm gay.
You're saying
we saw what you did to that bottle, Nate.
You said the bottle was a man. Was a girl bottle.
We said it looked like a dickhead, and you were like, oh, okay.
I mean,
looks can be deceiving.
It's a vagina.
So you're just reminding, you're just imagining a really big nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big ass clit.
That's a big ass.
I was going to say, yeah, the big ass clitoris.
Into those Amazonians. I don't blame you.
They do business there.
Alright.
Wrap it up, Jake!
Wrap it up!
Okay, you can find us online at teamzero.ninja. You can email us, mail at teamzero.ninja. We are on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. That's all.
Bazinga!
Tell us in the comments what dinosaurs you want to see team up next.
I'm hoping Triceratops and a pterodactyl.